AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP's Julie Walker reports on Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's desperate plea for her mother on social media on Saturday.
We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
The FBI says she was referencing a note sent to KOLD-TV Friday, one of several ransom notes they are investigating sent to the media. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen January 31st when she was dropped off by family at her Tucson area home. The Pima County Sheriff says she did not leave her home willingly and blood was found on her porch. Investigators are also going over what they can from surveillance video, but the doorbell camera was disconnected. They have taken items from her home for analysis and DNA. Authorities have not identified any suspects or ruled anyone out.
AP's Lawrence Brooks reports on a statement from the Prince and Princess of Wales over revelations about the former Prince Andrew following the latest release of the Epstein files.
Prince William and Princess Catherine have expressed concern for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. It's the latest move by the British monarchy to distance itself from revelations about Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew. Britain's most popular royals say they were appalled by the contents of the more than 3 million pages of documents released by the US Department of Justice. The statement from the palace says, "I can confirm the Prince and Princess of Wales have been deeply concerned by the continued revelations. Their thoughts remain focused on the victims." The former prince was stripped of his royal titles in October. The king last week forced Mountbatten-Windsor to leave his long-time home at Royal Lodge near Windsor Castle. He's now living on the king's Sandringham estate in eastern England. Lawrence Brooks, London.
The Seahawks won the Super Bowl championship against the New England Patriots by a score of 29-13. This is AP News. A stunning free skate secured the U.S. figure skating team gold at the Winter Games. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Ilya Malinin helped the U.S. defend its team figure skating gold medal at the Milan Cortina Olympics. On Sunday night, he beat Japanese rival Shun Sato in a head-to-head showdown when the teams were tied on points. Malinin, known as the Quad God, landed five quadruple jumps, scoring 200.03 points for his free skate. Sato followed with three quads, scoring 194.86 points, leaving Japan with a second straight silver medal. The U.S. finishes with 69 points, Japan with 68, and Italy takes the bronze with 60. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of a man whose teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at a Georgia high school in September 2024. Colin Gray faces 29 counts. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.